Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is something burning? No, it's just time for the WIP Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In.
Yes, it is that time of night. The Hot Stove Check-In on the Evening Show. Joe Giglio with you. And we got a lot to get into here, including some sound from insiders around baseball, when they think, how they think, what's going on, thoughts about Harper wanting to play here, not wanting to play here, and where this whole thing is heading. But before we get to all that, we have to bring on Matt Breen, Philadelphia Inquirer, Daily News, Philly.com. Had a piece out today. Philly's confident they will sign Bryce Harper as negotiations continue. And let me just read this excerpt before we talk to Matt and get his thoughts and what he wrote here. Scott Boras, Harper's agent, is set on getting his client a bigger deal than the one Manny Machado got. The Phillies are well aware, and they will be much more reluctant this time to walk away, knowing what the public perception will be if they end the offseason without either free agent. Matt Breen joins us right now. Matt, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Doing well. Is we're all kind of just Harpered in, Harpered out. I don't know what the word is, but we are just, it's like our brains are just racked, waiting and waiting and waiting. You had the piece today. Matt, tell us, kind of give us, beyond what I read there, the gist of what you've heard, what you wrote, and what the latest feeling is around the Phillies and Bryce Harper.
Yeah, so it's been kind of a wild week. With the day that Machado signed was that Tuesday. My feeling was, I kind of felt that the vibe that day around the ballpark was that the same thing was going to happen with Bryce Harper, and the Phillies were going to think his price was too high and choose to not spend on him. And then within the last, I would say, 48 hours since Tuesday, that I've heard quite a difference, and it seems like the Phillies are extremely extremely aggressive right now towards Bryce Harper, and they're extremely confident that they're going to get him. And it seems like that the market around baseball is kind of going that direction too. It's opening up for them to get Bryce Harper. Not at a bargain. Obviously, it's going to be more than $300 million. Like I wrote in that article, it's going to be more than Machado, but it's not going to be, I do not expect it to be $400 million. And they're going to get him at a price that is fair, in my opinion. And the Phillies are more confident than they've ever been right now that they're going to get their guy.
Matt, you mentioned the number and where it could go, and probably not to 400. Look, I think no matter what happens here over the next week or so, or whenever this thing could end, I think the Phillies and their position worked this offseason, even if they end up paying 325, 350, because, Matt, I'm sure you remember, the rumors that were out there a year or two out of Harper's free agency were in $400 million territory, $500 million territory. Now, part of this that it's come down is because he didn't have a great year last year. He didn't have another one of his MVP caliber seasons. So that certainly changed the game. But even so, I think the way the Phillies approached this, like, they didn't bid 400 to start. I think they did a good job. And even if they pay 350 now, I think it's probably where that this was headed anyway.
No, I totally agree with you. And that's why I thought after they didn't spend $300 million on Machado that was to them too high. Then I figured that day, then of course, whatever Harper's going to get is too high, because like you said, you know, a year ago, these guys were $400 million guys in everybody's minds. But the market obviously isn't that, because you don't have the Yankees, you don't have the Dodgers, you don't have the Cubs, the three teams that everybody expected to be in the hunt for these guys aren't there. So there's not that crazy money market for both of these players to earn. And for the Phillies, they waited it out, and they're going to get, you know, if they get Bryce Harper, they're going to get them for, say 350 with an estimate, which I think is actually too high. I don't think they're going to even pay 350. I think it's going to be less than that, but it's going to be something that you would not have believed a year ago would have been the price.
Matt Breen joining us here on the Hot Stove Check-In. Matt, the one thing I keep coming back to, and I don't know, and I probably few people actually do, is what the haggling is at this point. Is it over $50 million? Is it over $10 million? And I keep coming back to this. At some point here, I feel like it's diminishing returns for the Phillies. I know no millionaire, no billionaire wants to give away millions of dollars, but I'm starting to sense a lot of frustration fans have, and they're starting to direct it towards Scott Boras and towards Bryce Harper. And I don't think it's a good thing for the Phillies to have negativity towards a guy that they're going to make the face of their franchise. I just wonder, sooner than later, should they just try to get this done within reason? Just if the Boras wants 340 and they want to give 320, is it really worth another month or 3 weeks?
I don't think it's going to go that long. I would think this ends before the end of the month. I actually don't think this is going to go into March. But the negativity, I don't think there's any value in it, because you know that if Bryce Harper signs, you know, while I'm on the phone with you, or if he signs a month from now, once he signs and if that deals with the Phillies, the fans don't care. No one's going to be booing him because it took so long. It's taken this long already. It went in the spring training. If it goes in the March, I don't think there's going to be this public perception once he signs that people are going to be angry. They're going to be frustrated, like, you know, another day of rumors or another day of reports. That's frustrating for fans, I'm sure, but I don't think it's going to turn people against the guy once he does sign for a long-term contract.
Matt, you wrote in your piece that the Phillies are as confident as they've been in a while here, and they feel good about this whole thing going in their direction. And you mentioned the market when you first hopped on here tonight. The Nationals have been the wild card the whole time for me because of their owner, because of Bryce's career there, and the relationship Scott Boras has with Ted Lerner. It feels like a lot of insiders around baseball, Matt, the last couple of days are starting to say the Nationals really are out. And if that's the case, that might be the final straw.
Yeah, MLB.com reported last night, Todd Zielecki is, you know, as you know, him and Jim Salisbury are, in my opinion, you know, the two best Phillies beat writers. And he reported that the Nationals weren't going to be able to go to a $300 million contract. So, I trust Todd that takes the Nationals out. And then Jim reported today, like I heard you play earlier in the show, about that disputing that Bryce Harper does not want to come to Philly, disputed that. And then, you know, we had our piece that the Phillies are confident that they're going to get him. And I just think that, you know, that piece about the Nationals, that was, in my opinion, the biggest competition was a return to D.C. And Bryce Harper is, you know, he's a professional athlete. His job's to make money. He's not going to take a discount just to go back to D.C.
He's not. Matt Breen joining us here. Matt, soon, I would imagine, if he signs, we're going to start thinking about and talking about, is he going to be worth the money? Now, you said you think a deal that they're going to strike with him is going to be fair. I just keep bringing up his age, and it's just a very rare opportunity here. Machado was the same way. I don't know what he's going to do for 10 years, Matt. It's almost impossible to forecast 10 years of a player. I know it's probably Matt Klentak's job to do that. But I do think anything within reason of what's being talked about, 300, 325, 350, if he hits his prime here over the next few years and he becomes even better than he is, I think he's actually going to be worth the money that they're going to pay him.
Oh, I definitely do. And if you're looking at this contract, you can't worry about what he's going to be in 2029. You can't get caught up in what's he going to be when he's 36. You have him when he's 26. You have him when he's 27, 28, 29, 30. That's what you're paying for. And, you know, a lot of fans, because there are a lot of fans are for Bryce Harper, and a lot of fans are still on the fence, I can feel. But if you look back, Pete Rose was 37 when he signed with the Phillies. Jim Thome was 32. Cliff Lee was 32. These are the free agents that people are so drawn to in Phillies history, and they were much older than Bryce Harper was. This is, like, unheard of, that the Phillies have the chance to sign not only a 26-year-old, but a 26-year-old superstar, and it's just to be caught up in what he's going to be 10 years from now. It's unnecessary. It's silly to even if that's what the front office is worried about, that, you know, it's not going to be worth it. And it's going to be worth it, because the first 5 or 6 years of that contract, you're getting one of the best players in baseball. And could he be that good at the end of the contract? Maybe, but you know, for the first 5 or 6, he's going to be, you know, an elite offensive player, and that's what you're paying for.
It is. Matt, let's end with something actually happening down in Clearwater that doesn't involve Bryce Harper or rumors. They actually play tomorrow, and the Grapefruit League is going to start. Spring training games are going to start. I guess Odubel Herrera would be the biggest question I have. because he got hurt the other day, left the field a hamstring. Is there reason to believe it's serious? What's the latest on Odubel, and what are you hearing?
He came back today, took batting practice, played a long toss. Did nothing too exciting, but he did not get an MRI, which to me is a good sign that they're not that worried about how serious the hamstring injury is. But he's not going to play until the third or fourth game of spring training, which takes you into early next week. But Gabe Kapler said today when I asked him that they're not that concerned. Still, it's better than it was yesterday, and they're just taking it slow. And it's still February, 20th, whatever today is. And, I don't even know the date, but I'm losing track of time down here. But they're plenty of time until the season starts. So they're taking it slow with them. It was a tweak of a hamstring. And as of right now, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, we're losing track up here, too. I think it's day 112 of the Bryce Harper watch. So we're hunkering down.
For real.
Yeah, and we're getting ready for whenever it happens. Matt, we really appreciate you hopping on. And we'll be reading, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I appreciate it.
There he goes. Matt Breen, Philly.com, Inquirer, Daily News. I'll tell you, before we start playing this audio stuff, we've reached the point where everyone is confident they're getting Bryce Harper.
I asked this to James Seltzer today on the High Hopes podcast. What paragraph do you think Harper is on in his Players Tribune article?
Six?
Yeah, you think he's on the sixth paragraph?
I think the key to it is how long does he spend saying goodbye to Washington, thanking Ted Lerner, thanking all them. He's got to do that.
Right, like he's obviously working on his Players Tribune article now, and we'll figure it out soon. It's the same exact thing as LeBron last year.
Do you have PlayersTribune.com/Bryce Harper Phillies saved on your phone?
No.
Just keep refreshing that one. You might be the first one to find it.
Could be. But yeah, it's just so annoying. Everyone knows. Just say it. Except for Heyman. Heyman's the only one.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing because all the national guys have just, when they've been asked, pressed, they've said probably Philadelphia for months. But now all the local guys are saying, this is going to get done. This is likely to get done.
Especially after all offseason, they said Machado.
Right. And now it was one guy left, and it seems like the Phillies are going to get that guy. We have a lot to play here. Hot stove check-in. Let's go with Tim Kurkjian first. Tim Kurkjian, ESPN. This was a SportsCenter hit talking about what he's heard, what he feels, and when things might happen. Here's Tim Kurkjian.
I haven't sensed any real panic or desperation from the Phillies. There's no, oh my goodness, we lost out on Manny Machado. Now we have to go get Bryce Harper, even if we have to overpay. Also, I haven't sensed that the Phillies are buying the narrative that's out there that this offseason will be a failure if they don't sign Harper or Machado. The Phillies believe with the moves they made, and they made some really big, important moves in the offseason, they're a significantly better team. And even though obviously they'd love to have Bryce Harper, they're not going to look at potentially not signing him as a failure in the offseason.
So that's their spin on things, and they're going to do it that way. But Tim Kurkjian also then talked a little bit about when this could happen, and it sounds to me like everyone should keep their eyes open for anything, any moment. Here's Tim.
Well, I was told three different times this week it could happen tomorrow, but it might not happen at all. And that's where we are on this. And even though the Phillies made it clear at the beginning of free agency that they're willing to spend a lot of money, they do have limits, which they showed on Manny Machado. They were just not going to go to 10 years, $300 million. And I'm sure they have similar limits on Bryce Harper, but almost everyone I talk to thinks in the end Harper's going to get more than Machado, and the question is, are the Phillies going to be willing to pay that?
I think they are, and we're going to find out when that happens. It could happen tomorrow. And Buster Olney of ESPN is camping out. I mean, I'm sure he has a hotel room. I guess I'm painting the picture wrong, but he's around Phillies.
What do you think is Krzyzewskiville?
He's in a tent outside of Spectrum Field.
Come on, man.
He's in Clearwater the next 2 days at Phillies camp. So we'll see on that. All right, John Morosi, MLB.com. He was on, I think this was Hot Stove this morning, talking about the situation, and he gave some pretty good news on the Nationals and where they stand compared to the Phillies.
I think the key part of that story is that, according to their sources, the Nationals right now are not inclined to approach that $300 million offer that they first gave to Harper back in the fall and the one that Machado basically signed with the Padres. So that right now is a very key bit of information that suggests that the Nationals may well be receding from the competition here to sign Harper, which leaves their divisional rivals, the Phillies, in as strong of a position as they have ever been to sign Bryce Harper. I was in Scottsdale yesterday with the Giants. I did not get the sense, Robert, that they were imminently moving toward a deal with Bryce Harper. The White Sox, maybe they make a regrouping effort here after missing out on Machado to sign Harper. But at the moment, Robert, it appears to me that the overwhelming favorite to sign Bryce Harper is the Philadelphia Phillies.
That was pretty strong. I mean, we've heard a lot of different things, a lot of rumors that are almost the same thing over the past few months. That was pretty strong. The Nationals aspect of that is pretty strong. And the overwhelming favorite and being in the strongest position they've ever been. I mean, this is a game set up for the Phillies to win, and it feels like just a matter of time until they win it. All right, let's do the stuff on does he want to play here or does he not want to play here? So let's play Jim Salisbury on trying to debunk the idea that Bryce Harper does not want to play in Philadelphia, that he hates Philadelphia, he's anti-Philadelphia. Here's Salisbury on with the Midday Show.
Do you think there's any validity to the reports that Bryce Harper would prefer to play somewhere other than Philadelphia, or do you think the money is what speaks?
I've, since day one, thought with both players, Machado and Harper, that it's all about money. Mm-hmm. I've heard those things. Hey, I guess if the money is equal in two places, I mean, the kid's from Las Vegas. Maybe he'd rather be out west.
Right.
I think all along, if he could have ended up in a Dodgers uniform and become the LeBron of baseball, I think he would love that idea. But I do believe it's all about money. I've heard the reports and the rumble that he doesn't want to play in Philadelphia. I've asked people very, very close to him if that is true, and they say it is not true.
Mm. That's all I need to hear. I mean, Jim Salisbury says that. That trumps anything else I hear about all these innuendos of maybe not Philadelphia for him. So there is a really credible reporter giving you something you really need about Bryce Harper. And then we have this piece audio, which is, how would you describe this? If Jim Salisbury is a really credible reporter giving you what you need on Bryce Harper, this is what?
What is Heyman?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, were you setting it up? Was I supposed to play it there?
Yeah.
Or are you asking me?
Just play.
Okay.
I've heard this from a number of people who don't talk to Scott Boras that he's not that enamored with Philly. You know, he's a guy who was in Washington for his whole career. A lot of trips to Philly.
Right.
So he's certainly been there enough to have an impression. And as you said, you know, if you just visit Philly, it doesn't seem like Paris, right? I mean, I think the people who play there end up loving it. Cliff Lee came back for less. Cole Hamels made his home there. So I think it's an acquired taste, and I don't think that's any different for Bryce Harper. I genuinely believe that in terms of cities, he wanted to go to New York, he wanted to go to Boston, he wanted to go to Chicago. He wants to be on the big stage. That's number one. But I genuinely believe that, Philly would not be near his top choice.
Look, the end of it is fine. I tend to agree with that. It wasn't his top choice. But the Paris thing? And how about the fact that he referenced he's talking to people not close to Scott Boras? Who are you talking to? Like, at least Salisbury says he's talking to people close to Bryce Harper. If you're not getting it from Boras and you're not getting it from people close to Harper, where's this information coming?
He just sounds beaten down by Scott Boras.
All right, what do I got to say today, Scott?
It's unbelievable.
Can you just text it to me the way you want me to tweet it? I'm tired.
How do you not separate, John Heyman, the San Diego Padres? $700 million for three players?
Can you not read the room, man? It's not going to happen.
Come on.
All right, the last thing we have to play here is the updated Harper Lent. This from that guy out there on Twitter that you've probably seen in your Twitter feed, just talking to Bryce Harper as if he knows him. Here it is.
Hey, Bryce. It's me again. Listen, so close to having a beer. I can almost taste it. I may or may not have picked up some double cutter in hopes that you're signing tonight or tomorrow because it's happening. Bryce, it's a beautiful 55-something degree day here. Saw it was snowing in Las Vegas. Fun fact, snowed here yesterday. So, listen, if you want some snow, I thought you were a nice weather guy, but we got snow here if you need it. Listen, it's all coming to an end. Everyone knows it. And listen, if you're at all worried about playing in Philadelphia, let me just tell you, you're going to be beloved here for all 10 years and $350 million of your contract. End it. It's over. Let's have some beers.
Do they sound like ransom videos yet?
That one sounded, of all, there's been four or five.
Five?
When you said it's over to him, which it certainly isn't.
Bryce Harper
has not signed a contract. He's in the power here. It sounded ransomy. Just give up, man. It's over.
Well, which is more ransomy, that or the we have your best friend?
I think he's gonna mention this at some point. There's no way he hasn't been shown this video.
No, Kayla Harper knows about the. Kayla Harper has been sent.
You have a first name with the wife now.
Middleton is.
Yeah, of course he's on a first name basis with her. He's gonna basically give her $175 million. She gets half his money.
I'm just saying. Listen, we're on first name basis.
All right.
She was sent the videos.
And this has been the Hot Stove Check-In.
She knows after
a ransom video.
She knows. She just knows baseball players. That's why she got sent the video.
888-729-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls and a little process post-game as well after a Sixers victory over the Miami Heat. We'll do that on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.